Hi, Cowboy T here, San Francisco liberal with a gun. We are here today to show you how to actually reload with a Lee Pro 1000 Progressive Press. In a previous segment, you saw us take apart and put back together this very press right here. This is my Lee Pro 1038 Special. I like this press. I can afford it. It works. It produces great ammunition. Matter of fact, I have some of the ammunition that I did as a test run through before this video segment, and we have it right over here. Okay? Those are a couple of my rounds. Pretty cool, huh? I have been known to hit as high as 300 rounds per hour, including restocking the primer tray, the powder hopper here, and the case collector tubes here, and boxing up the resultant ammunition. But normally I hit, somewhere closer to 250 to 260 per hour, with all that included. Well, now that this press is fully clean and is just purring like a kitten, as you saw in another nine-part segment that we did before, when we took it apart and put it back together again, now that it's ready, we're going to actually have some fun and make ammunition to shoot with it. You ready? Let's get to it. First thing, protective gear. There is always protective gear necessary when you're hand loading. Specifically, eye protection. Why? Because we're working with live primers, and if one goes pow, we want our eyes to still be here after the event. The other thing I like to do is wear latex gloves. Why? Because we're handling lead and other gun paraphernalia, you know. So we have to keep our hands free of that, you know, evil stuff. So I'm going to put on my gloves. These are your standard latex gloves that you can buy at your local CVS pharmacy type place or any other similar place. They're not very expensive. I use them virtually every time I hand load, and I consider them, despite the challenge of getting them on initially, certainly worth the money. Let's recall, folks, we're handling lead, and we would like to live as long as we possibly can. Okay? So, this one, this is two, so get this on here. Yes, believe it or not, the effort of putting on something protective for your hands is worth it. Now, there they go. Alright, good. That's one. Next piece of protective gear is the ever-present and hopefully famous by now, full face shield. I use this not only when I cast, I use it pretty much with everything I do with regard to reloading. It's very important to do that. If a primer pops, you want the eyes and the face to still be here. So please wear something like this. Safety first in all cases. I am Darth Liberal, king of all reloading. Well, not really. So let's get to it, huh? We have 38 special cases right here in this case collator tube set. And we have the collator up here, of course, as you always see. Woo! You see the two up there? All right. We also have our our powder hopper here. It's about two-fifths full of bullseye. We'll fill it up all the way. We have down here our primer tray. Okay? There's nothing in there right now. We need to change that. We're going to fill this up. And over here on our left, we have bullets. These are quote unquote 105 grain lead semi wad cutters out of one of my Lee 6 cavity molds. Fine bullet for little powder puff loads like what I'm loading. So, let's get to the business of reloading.
First, stock up. This is the primer tray. Gotta open this thing up. Okay, we have small primers, small pistol primers. I know Lee says don't use Federal small pistol primers, but you know what? They actually work fine. Just pay attention to what you're doing, okay? I realize I must repeat the standard Lee warning. If you'd use Federal primers in an auto prime type of system, you do so at your own risk. Yes, I understand that. So now, just shake them up until they all turn with the not shiny side up. Oh no, there you go. Okay? Now, we'll plug this in. Here we go. We put this in like that just to hold the primer, and we're going to plug it in to our primer feed mechanism here. Get along there. Oops. See what happened. Okay, I just must have been off a little bit. Let's try that again. There it goes. Tap, 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 so they all file down then to here and it's all filled up. Good. Now, fill up the primer, fill up the powder hopper. This is bullseye. How do I know that? Because I got this thing here. Like before. Okay? Here we go. Filling up time. Now, cases. Here they are. These are Yellow Brass 38 special cases. They go up into the case collider at the top. Okay, here we go. They shake, 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 and they fall down, as you can see. Okay. Now, in our next segment, we will actually begin
with the hand loading. We have now prepared this press for actual making of ammunition. See you soon.
San Francisco liberal. With a gun.